Steve Phillips, our Jays and MLB analyst. What's happening, Steve?
It was a lot better story that there, it was a bloody bat. I mean, honestly, it was a much better story. And here's the thing. I would believe it 100% that Pilar would go up there with the bloody bat and do it. So I'm all in on that. And listen, let's not get the facts in the way of a good story. All right?
Steve, can you agree that you at least saw the Pilar tweet where he said, that's just pine tar, sorry you're wrong?
I have no recollection of those events.
Oh, look what we have here on CNN from O-Dog's office at the CNN building. I appreciate the compliment, but have to confirm that is not true. Just pine tar stick.
Well, maybe. So I think it's fake news, then, is what
right,
the Hayes is
right.
Here.
Now we're all circling the wagons.
We're all in on it now, yeah.
Yeah, I like it. Well, hey, listen, regardless, maybe he's trying to save himself from being labeled a hero by guys like Noodles. So he just said, hey, it's pine tar, but actually it's blood. We want that bat studied. Fact of the matter is, he hit two home runs last night, and his face is still an absolute disaster. That's what matters, right, Steve?
Absolutely right. And the fact that he hit two home runs and that he's not bailing out. I mean, honestly, like, I'm afraid for him when he's in the batter's box. I will tell you that one of the reasons, and I played 7 years in the minor leagues, and I'll admit that I had a fear of the ball, you know, having gotten hit in the head, not in the face, but I've been hit in the head a couple times. And the left-handed pitchers, I faced Mitch Williams, the Wild Thing, in the minor leagues. He was playing in Salem, Virginia, and I was in Lynchburg, Virginia, in the high Class A level. And we played Salem, and four different games Mitch Williams started. And he would walk, hit by pitch, grand slam. Walk, hit by pitch, strikeout, three-run home run. We would put seven or eight runs up in two innings with him because he would walk and hit everybody. And I tell you what, I wanted to hug the manager when he didn't write me in the lineup. I was a left-handed hitter. And so for Mitch Williams, who had no clue where he was throwing it, that ruined me for life. I mean, it really did scar me. I got drilled in the middle of the back, once in the head, and I never wanted to face him again. And those left-handers, where the ball felt like it was coming from right field, I had a fear. And I gave on it. That little flinch really takes away any chance you have to be a really good hitter. And he's got that short-term memory that I don't know how he does it myself.
No, me neither. And I wonder if he believes what his teammate Pete Alonso believes in terms of pitchers using spider tack, pine tar, whatever it is, to keep traction on the ball. Pete Alonso was asked about it a little bit earlier on because this is the biggest story in baseball right now. Pitchers using a foreign substance and whether or not they should be allowed to. Baseball is going to apparently try to outlaw this, and they're going to do whatever they can to get it out of the game. But Alonso was asked, you know, how do you feel about it, them not using anything for control? And here's what he had to say.
Whatever they want to use to help control the ball, let them use it, because for me, it's – I go in the box every single day, and I see guys throwing harder and harder every day. And I don't want 99 slipping out of someone's hand because they didn't have enough feel for it. I think that the biggest concern is that Major League Baseball manipulates the baseballs year in and year out, depending on the free agency class or guys being in an advanced part of their arbitration. So I do think that's a big issue. The ball being different every single year.
So
I like that answer.
Yeah. I mean, the ball being different every single year, we'll get to that in a moment. But do you, Steve, feel like Alonso speaks for a lot of batters throughout Major League Baseball?
I don't. I think Josh Donaldson does.
Right.
I will tell you the numbers just don't support what Pete Alonso says. We've never had more pitchers using substances to grip the baseball, and hit by pitches have doubled in the last 10 years. And so it's not being used for that. Here's the thing. That logic is what pitchers are selling their teammates and selling the opposition so that they think, oh, okay, well, then we don't mind that you do it. But hitters recognize now because they see pitches like they've never seen before. Here's the thing, you know, I'm in the New York area, so Pete Alonso, Pete's a little different. Pete's a little bit different. You know, his notion that baseball manipulates the baseball. And he went on to say, based upon that year's free agent class,
right,
or based upon the players who are arbitration eligible that would make the most money. And so in 2019, he said it was going to be a great year for pitchers, so they juiced the ball so guys would hit home runs. Well, five of the top seven free agent contracts went to pitchers. Gerrit Cole set a record. Steven Strasburg got $245 million. And those guys who were pitchers that year, the other players who were the upper end of the arbitration eligibles were this group of shortstops that are free agents this year, which he said the reason they're deadening the ball this year is so that those guys don't get paid as much. That's nonsense. It really is. There is zero conspiracy to manipulate the baseball to control salaries. Because his own logic contradicted the plan, because those same guys he thought that they would be taking away and robbing of home runs, those shortstops in 2019, they all blistered the ball and made a ton of money, and it helped their cases in free agency. So sometimes guys get things in their head, or here's the other part. He said, oh, it's a fact. It's an absolute fact. I'm like, okay, well then present the evidence of the fact. So Pete's a little different, but I think the majority of hitters believe what Josh Donaldson believes, in that this spin rate stuff is illegal. It's cheating. It's like steroids. It's like sign stealing. It's player on player crime, and it's pitchers against hitters. And hitters are upset at pitchers on the other team, but there's also this thought of, well, the reason that they do it is because you guys do it. And I got to tell you, the Players Association is going to have an interesting position on this, because right now you got 26-man rosters, maybe 13 pitchers, 13 position players on each team. Half of the constituency of the Players Association thinks that the 10-game suspension without pay is appropriate, and the union is saying, no, it's too much. Can't take away their money, everything else. And so what side of it do you take if you're the union? Are you going to support the cheaters, or are you going to support the guys who actually are saying, wait, I don't want to get cheated anymore because the pitchers are taking money out of the hitters' pockets?
Steve, the part I want to know about what Alonzo said is, if the idea of changing the baseballs, I mean, the complexity involved in something like that would be astronomical. Like, what's Bob Manfred doing? Is he walking into the baseball plant saying, all right, guys, let's the whole idea of that would be so complicated. I don't even know how something like that would happen. Does it?
Right.
Do you think it's happened or what?
Right. Well, so here's the thing. From everything that we know, that this year, what they did is the twine that winds the core has been not wound as tightly as it has been in the past. With the idea and the thought was that it was going to let the ball travel a little bit less, about 3 feet less. So 300 for a ball normally at 350 feet, it'll go 347 feet. That they were going to try to put more balls in play to get more action on the field, more doubles than home runs. Now, home runs home runs per game this year are still ahead of the steroid era. So it's, the little bit of manipulation was done. Now, the idea that it was manipulated in 2019, it was not. Now, there may have been some changes in the production, but when those were tested, it wasn't set up to be that way. It's just, there's a variance that can happen when you're producing things. And when they studied it, it was within the range of, variance that they allow. It just led to more home runs. But it's also the launch angle. It's pitchers throwing harder. There's a lot that goes into it. But, I think that they've got to just get on something, leave it that way. But one of the things they're talking about is adding some tackiness to the baseball, because the ball in Japan has a level of tackiness to it and sticky feeling that we don't have here in the States.
Chatting with Steve Phillips, our Jays and MLB analyst. The Jays are back in action tonight, wrapping up their series against the White Sox. They got a big win last night. Alec Manoah on the mound, and I thought he was good enough. You know, like his changeup was great at Yankee Stadium. He's not using it nearly as effectively now. At some point, I think that might burn him. But the White Sox offense is quality, man, and he didn't let them burn him. So I liked what I saw for the most part, and the bullpen followed through. Chatwood getting back on track, which was very much needed last night, and Romano looked pretty good as well. What do you make of the Manoa start last night and the chances of Jays trying to take 2 of 3 out of the south side tonight?
Yeah, so I agree. I thought it was pretty good. He's got some things going on with his delivery where, I don't know if you noticed, but like when he finishes, he keeps falling off to first base, and sometimes more dramatically than others. I would really like, he didn't do that in his first start with the Yankees nearly like he's doing right now. So I see him having some mechanical things that he needs to get more consistent with that delivery. That being said, his competitiveness, and, you know, he finds a way to make a pitch when he needs to. Like, he'll fiddle around a little bit, but when he needs to make that pitch, he was able to get that done. You know, Tom Seaver, when he was around the Mets, I had him as a special assistant. He would always say to me, you know, during the course of a game, there's probably 4 or 5 pitches that are the pitch, that this is the pitch that you have to make, that everything else sets up that moment. He made those pitches that he needed to get through that. So I think it's a good sign. The offense is doing their thing. They're hoping to get Springer back soon. You know, they need, you know, the bullpen, they need, they, I understand Chatwood threw more strikes and he was better. And this is his thing. And you can't have those implosions in the bullpen. You can't spit up those games that you're supposed to win. Dolis and Chatwood have got to throw more strikes. I think that that's the area where the Jays, they go to the well a lot, and they're going to have to get out there, I think, and really fortify that again at the trade deadline, because they're going through a lot of pitches out there so far this year. But, they battle, they scrape, they claw, and the young hitters, they don't know any better. They just go out there, and it doesn't matter who's pitching against them. If you don't get me this at bat, I'll get you next at bat.
Well, and you look at their bullpen, they've obviously had, you know, injury issues that have hurt them. But, you know, Mayweather's done. Phelps is done for the year. There's been a number of issues. Romano's been out for quite some time. I don't know how many guys they really trust. You know, I think they want to trust Dolis based on what he did last year. He's not putting up the same kind of numbers this year. They want to trust Chatwood based on what they saw over a 4 or 5 game appearance, but then he blew up the next 3 starts.
Right.
And obviously Romano's a guy that if he's healthy, I think they can trust. But after that, man, I think it gets dicey with this bullpen. Like, how many guys can they really, really trust to go out there and throw strikes and win them ball games?
Yeah, and here's the thing. I think that Charlie's going to have to find somebody else. Dolis really looks like he's trying to miss bats instead of attacking the zone. Chatwood gets caught up in that too. Chatwood's delivery just doesn't repeat his delivery time and again. But you're right. But, you know, the key thing, this is where Charlie, as the manager, can make his money, right? It's about building. You know, he did a good job getting them early to build the bullpen, you know, and with all the losses, he mixed and matched and found his way. They need to develop somebody else to be another late inning option to protect them, because they've got a lot of uncertainty. You just don't know which Chatwood you're going to get. You just don't know which Dolis you're going to get. And that's, you know, and that's not bad managing. That's just your personnel issues that you have. And so they really need to get somebody else to stabilize that pen. And they just got to win those games where they have the lead late.
Great stuff, Steve. As always, we'll do it again soon. Thank you for this.
You bet, guys. My pleasure.
Steve Phillips, our Jays and MLB analyst, the Jays.